Haines' new borough manager, Annette Kreitzer, was officially hired Tuesday when the assembly voted unanimously to ratify her new contract. She's scheduled to start October 1st, almost 18 months to the day that the assembly fired the last manager, Deborah Schnabel, by a contentious 4-3 margin. In July, the assembly narrowed the search from 10 candidates to 2, then one dropped out, leaving Kreitzer. As an applicant, she had 3 public interviews, then visited Haines in late July before the assembly offered her the job. After the unanimous vote for hire, Assemblymember Caitlin Kirby thanked the group.
I just wanted to say thank you to Paul and the mayor for getting this contract kind of nailed down, and all of us for going through this whole process for almost a year now. And I'm really happy with the way the contract's laid out.
Kreitzer's professional experience is heavy in Alaska state government. She worked as a legislative aide for several Republican lawmakers and as commissioner of the Department of Administration under Governors Sarah Palin and Sean Parnell. She retired in 2012. Annette Kreitzer will spearhead the borough manager's office and oversee all borough staff at a salary of $130,000 plus health care and retirement benefits. That's a 38% pay raise from the last borough manager, Deborah Schnabel, who made just over $96,000. The contract stipulates an initial term of 1 year and evaluations after 3 months of employment and again at 9 months. After that, it can be extended another 2 years to September 2024. Kreitzer did not return requests for comment by airtime. In other borough business, the assembly voted down a seasonal sales tax proposal on the October ballot. Assemblymember Carol Tyneman had introduced the tax measure, which would have had 3 separate tax rates to raise revenues for public services and capital projects. Tyneman said ultimately they want to do more research on the entire tax code.
In the process of researching various tax options for sales tax, we realized that we did not have sufficient data to justify a decision at this point.
The assembly also voted unanimously to create a new commercial fishing advisory board. Similar to the tourism advisory board, it would share industry insight and needs to the assembly and together lobby the state, says Mayor Doug Olrud.
This was brought up through conversations I've had this summer with Mr. Thomas's father, Bill Thomas, about creating an avenue for commercial fishermen to work with the assembly in an advisory role to help, lobby or talk to ADF&G about issues surrounding commercial fishing.
The mayor also made brief comments on the current COVID outbreak. He asked the public to be patient with the lag in data on the case count from Juneau Public Health and with clinic staff.
I've gotten several reports of some people being a little aggressive in their way they've talked to people and treated people down there, and they're the ones that are keeping all of us healthy and saving lives. So please have a little bit of patience.
Interim borough manager Aleka Fullerton said Haines is on high alert for community spread and emphasized the need to keep up COVID precautions like washing hands, social distancing, and keeping social bubbles small. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.